This Shabbos, Bez Hashem, Parsha Shmini, is Parsha's Para. And so we try to always see if we can connect the Parsha to the extra Parsha that we're reading. So the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini, Vayomer Moshe, Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziva Hashem Ta'asu, V'ira Aleichem Kavod Hashem. So this pasuk is very vague. Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziva Hashem Ta'asu, this is what you have to do if you want the Shekhinah to rest upon you. But it doesn't tell you what it is. What is the Zeh HaDovar? What is it referring to? So Rashi, later, on page 2 and 3, in the second column of Rashi on page 2, fifth line, Kach Amar Lam Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziv Hashem. Where it's the karbanos that Aaron are going to bring, my older brother Aaron, he's going to bring these karbanos, and as a result of the karbanos that Aaron is going to bring, the Shekhinah is going to be shore. So Zeh HaDovar is referring to the karbanos of Aaron. That's how Rashi interprets. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on here on page 1 said Dover Tzorach Ladas Mahu HaDover Zeh HaDover, what's the Dover? Very vague. So Rashi Pirish Al HaKrovas Aaron. The Rashi interprets it means the Korban of Aaron. He says V'ein Zeh Pshat V'amar HaKosuf Asher Tasu. He doesn't think that's the Pshat. And the bar here in the bottom, Chavveith, Perish, Tasu She Yisrael Yasu. Because he's speaking to Klal Yisrael. So, Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu means that you people are going to do. So, it doesn't fit in so well to say that Tasu is the Korban of Aaron. If he's speaking to the people and he's saying Tasu, it's much for something that Klal Yisrael is going to do, not something that Aaron is going to do. So he says a different pshat. V'nira sheichavim lomar l'hamaisa shehizkir kosuv b'samuch. D'chsi v'yikrivu kol ha'eda. The pasuk before, pasuk hey. It says v'yikrivu kol ha'eda v'yamdu l'fnei Hashem. That all the people were standing there by the Mishkan l'fnei Hashem. So why does it say Lufnei Hashem? I mean, it was in front of the Mishkan, so you could say Lufnei Ohol Moed. Why does it say Lufnei Hashem? Lomar Lufnei Ohol Moed. Gam lo hayatzorich lomar shrei omer besomach vayichu el pnei Ohol Moed el yirtzel lomar shechinu atzman be'erach hashleimus va'miskol va'rochas amidosom shi Lufnei Hashem. B'chinu zu yasagas tachlis hashleimus. Kemomer David, Shivisa Hashem lenegdi tomid, ki bezel lo yimod mimino shehi Torah. So he says like this, that Zeh HaDovar Asher Tasu, he says, Or Chaim says, is referring to the previous pasuk, because the previous pasuk says Vayamdu Lufnei Hashem. So it means like this, Vayamdu Lufnei Hashem is a mindset. In other words, a person could be standing, but if he's standing with the mindset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of him, so is there a certain reverence that he has. So he says, if you have that mindset, you have that reverence, so that causes the Ashras HaShechinah. So that's what it means. Zeh hadovar asher tasu. This idea that was in Pasuk Hey, Vayamdu lefnei Hashem, with that mindset, then v'yera alechem kvod Hashem. And then he starts quoting a famous quote, and it's, to me, it's a very fascinating. There's a famous quotation in the Mor Nevuchim on page 7. And we'll see where this Mor Nevuchim, you know, Mor Nevuchim is a philosophy safe. You know, it's about Tashkova, you know, and you'll see where this Mor Nevuchim appears. But the Mor Nevuchim on page 7 says the following. Perek Nun Beis. Ein yeshiva sa'odom utuno oso vasokov v'hu levado bebeiso. In other words, a person, the way he acts and the way when he's alone in his home is different in contrast to yeshivaso tunoso vasokov v'hu melech lefnei melech gadol. Because if you go in front of the king, you go in front of the president, and you know, you're not going to have the same mindset whereas you're just sitting at home lounging on your sofa. You know, it's going to be a whole different mindset. V'lo diburo v'archoves piv kirtzono v'hu imanshe beso krovu b'dibur moshav amelch. Or when you're sitting in the table with your family and your friends, so even though you're not doing anything usher, but you're just much more relaxed. It's just a different mindset than when you're in front of the king. And that's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, that what was asked Moshe from the Klal Yisrael is when you're standing now in front of the Ol Moed, don't just have the mindset like Ke'ilu, you're at home and you're, you know, you're relaxing with your friends, but have the mindset that the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there, and that in a certain way will bring the Shekhinah to be there even in a stronger way, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way, whichever way we could understand it. Now, it's fascinating to me that you know where this line, who quotes this line? You know who quotes this line? It's the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, quotes from the Mor Nevuchim. I wonder how many times in the whole Ramah and Dal Chalke Shulchan Aruch does he ever quote from the Mor Nevuchim. And the first Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch is a quotation. Take a look on page 9. In the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, how Shulchan Aruch begins. He says, Yisgaber ka'ori, when you wake up in the morning, you wake up like a lion. Lamod baboker, lavodas boro, sheyehu ma'ore hashachar, you get up early in the morning. And then he says, skip a line, the second Hagah. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. In other words, the concept that you have a mindset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you, who klal gadol b'Torah. This is a song. This made it to be a song, right? Right. Who klal? Right. This is the song. Who? See, they already took from the first Ramah. They made it a song. Who klal gadol b'Torah u'malas hatzadikim asher holchim lefnei ha'elokim. Now he goes ahead and he quotes you the Mor Nevuchim. And if you look, when it says here Tziyunim L'Ramah, this is the new Shulchan Aruch where they tell you where everything is. So if you look in Oz Gimel, he says Mor Nevuchim Chela Gimel Perek Nun Beis. That's why these are the greatest Shulchan Aruchs, the new Friedman Shulchan Aruchs, because they tell you exactly where every citation that's quoted in the Mechaber, Ramah, Mogen Avraham, Taz, they'll tell you exactly where it is. So this is it. So that same Mor Nevuchim that the Or Chaim HaKadosh quoted on Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu, that it means that you should have that mindset to that you're before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the what the Ramah is quoting over here. And this reminded me of the Reb Chaim Sefer on the Rambam. So the second piece he has in his Sefer is to deal with what he considers a contradiction in the Rambam. And he gives a very interesting teretz to what he considers a contradiction in the Rambam. So take a look on page 10 of the Rambam here.
says the Rambam. There's Perek Dalah Halacha Tezvav. Kavanas Halev Ketzad. Kol Tfila She'enu B'Kavana Eina Tfila. But if you daven without Kavana, it's not a davening. If you mispala below Kavana, Chose or mispala B'Kavana. We don't do this B'Zman Hazeh because we assume that not everyone's kavanah is so great, so we'd always be. So we don't do this. That's why we also paskin that a chassan in the night of his wedding has to daven ma'ariv, even though the Mishnah in Bracha says that a chassan is potter from ma'ariv the night of his wedding because he's still torud. But we hold that since not everyone's kavanah is so great, even during the rest of the year. The rest of your life, and we still daven, so then we can daven the night of the wedding as well. So the Rambam says, but technically speaking, if you daven without kavana, the Rambam says it's not a good daven, and you have to repeat the daven. That's one Rambam. But there's another Rambam that seems to be contradictory, and that's on page 11. The Rambam on page 11 says, "Misha hispalol v'lo kivin es libo yachzor v'hispalol b'kavana." So that so far is good. But then look what he says: "Vim kivin es libo b'bracha rishona shuv eino tzarech." So the Rambam says, "But kavana only is of course it's important to have kavana all times, but." The time that it's really Li'ikuva is only the first bracha of Shmon Esrei. So Reb Chaim says, doesn't that contradict the previous Rambam? Because the previous Rambam seemed to say that any tefillah without kavana is no good, you have to repeat it as mashma anywhere in the tefillah, meaning Shmon Esrei. Even if you weren't mechavein for Allah Tzadikim, whatever. Then. And here, he writes Beferish, it's only what? Only the first bracha. So the Chazanish wasn't concerned. He thought maybe the Rambam, the first part was just telling you a general rule, and now he's telling you the specifics, and it's not really a stira. But Reb Chaim thought it was a stira. So let me tell you what he says, then we can see it inside. He says like this. He says there are two types of kavanas that the Rambam in Perek Dalet, when they say that kavana is likuva in the whole Shmon Esrei, is talking about a different kavana than the Rambam and Perek Asiri. He says like this: there are two kinds of kavanas. One type of kavana is that when a person's davening, he has to feel like what the Rambam says in Mernavuchim, that he's standing before Hashem. So that kavana you need for the whole Shmon Esrei. So if part of Shmon Esrei, a person loses that reverence, then that can apply to anywhere in the Shmon Esrei. But that's the notion of kavana of Lufnei Hashem, like what the Rambam says in the Mernavuchim, that it's a different mindset when you're standing in front of a king, in contrast to whether you're standing in front of standing with your friends or your family. This Rambam that says it's only crucial in the first bracha is a different kind of kavana. That's the kavana of understanding what you're saying. Perish Hamilos. So Perish Hamilos, says Reb Chaim, that's only in the first. Of course, it would be nice to understand everything. It's not like you shouldn't understand the rest. But where it's crucial, Li'ikuva, that's only the first bracha. And the other Rambam, where it's saying that you should be mechaving for the whole Shmon Esrei, that's the kavana of Omed Lifnei Hashem, which is the same concept that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says when it says Zeh HaDover, and the same concept that the Rambam in the Mernavuchim says. And that's what we'll take a look inside on page 13. So he writes, V'inei, where the arrow is, on page 13. The Perek Dalid, Gabe Kavana Shayadeshu Mispalel, Kosova Rambam, Kavana Salah Kate called Field Shade Kavana, Ainat Feeling Spalo, Kavana Khozum Spal the Kavana, Motsa Daito Mishubesh Libotora Solus Palel,
Perk Yud Sham Lokosov a Rambam Rak Chad Gavli Mishum Spar Lo Kivin Yasov Yispar Lo Kavona Vinech Trei Bavi She Yamud Daito Yimrochu Lachavin Chaim Yeah Zosa Kavona Hu Machavin Makir Shum Omed Betfila. Was he's realizing that he's davening. That, in other words, he doesn't think that. In other words, a person just thinks he's saying the words. He's saying some words. He doesn't know what it is. Doesn't. So then he's missing tefillah. He has to realize that, even though he might not know what any word means, but he realizes that he's speaking to the Ribbono Shalom. Ribbono Shalom understands the words. So at least he knows that. That's for the whole Shemona Esrei. Zosa kavanah shu b'chavim makir shu omid b'tefillah. Dezavi mishum din masasig mishum din mitzvah srichas kavanah. Dezeha din va'ikuv alonog b'chol ha'toro. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing, then you don't know that it's davening. And davening means you're standing before God. Then that's like a nothing. In contrast to the other Rambam, where he says it's only about the first bracha. So, achen b'chovas hakavano shal perish hadvarim. The line because perish came into the havim misayem is rak betfila. Okay, I'm reading the afkav dein yochel kaimum komokul shapir chayla chovas tefila. And he says that's only by the first bracha. That's only by the first bracha. And so those are the two, and that's what he says before as well. That's what he says further up. And he quotes different Rambams, but that's what he says. Trei dinim yesh b'zeh. Further up, when he says yesh b'zeh, the first word is yesh b'zeh. Chad din kavanah shemachavin lasos hamitzvah. Chavi din kavanah kol hamitzvos. V'zein chiluk ben bracha rishon l'shar brachas, etc. And then the idea of understanding the words. So take a look now. You can look at all the pages we saw, but in Parsha Shmini, and the Parsha Chukas rather, in the Parsha of Para. So how does this fit into to Para? So we start off. We know that Para is the ultimate chok, right? Is that we don't understand the reason. We take this red heifer and we burn it, and we take the ashes and we put it on the person who came in contact with a dead body, and we retire. So this is Zos Chukas HaTorah. So Rashi says, L'tisha Satan v'Umas HaOlam Monim Es Yisrael. The Satan and the Umas HaOlam make fun of us, saying, well, what are these Jews doing? They're taking a red heifer and they're burning it. You know, it seems so random. But Hashem says, it's a chok. Gzeir hi milfanai. This is what it is. Ein lecha rishus lahara acharel. You don't have any rishus to question it. This is what it is. So, if you look in the Agra de Kala on page 21, he explains, you know, there is a machlokas in the Gemara, in Yuma, other places, whether darshina time of dekra or not. In other words, are we allowed to look for the reasons of the mitzvahs? Now the Sefer Achinuch does it all the time. That's what he does in all the Tariq mitzvahs. He gives you the reason for the mitzvahs. So what's the machlok? So Rav Shechter pointed out that no, everyone agrees you're allowed to learn the reasons and it can make the mitzvahs more meaningful. But the question is, are you allowed to find the reason to try to limit the applicability of the mitzvah? Like say, you know, the Torah says you shouldn't have a lot of wives because then they'll, you know, distract you. And what if you know, well, these wives won't? Are you allowed to therefore say, but I know that these wives are different? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. But ultimately, he says that every mitzvah, not only paradum, is a certain level of a chok. Because every mitzvah, we try to understand it to as much as we can. But at the end of the day, we're like in the army, so to speak.
You know, when you're in the army, you know, you just have to take orders. So, civil, you know, like Chabad said, Tzivos Hashem. You know, we're in Hashem's army. So we have to. So Zos Chukas HaTorah. So why is it only written by Paraduma? Everything, in a sense, is a chok, because for whatever reason we might understand, we don't totally fully understand it. But he says the Agra Dekala, because Parah Aduma is the one mitzvah that takes something tamei and makes it tahar. It's metamei the torim, metamei the torim. So if a person wants to be tahar himself, so he always has to view his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam as, in the end of the day, you know, we can learn and try to understand, but at the end of the day, we just have to do what we have to do. And that's not up for question. So ultimately, so Zos Chukas HaTorah is not only a din in Paraduma, it's every, because every way, in a certain sense, as much as we can understand it, we're still not going to fully understand it, but we're going to still have to, we have to do, because Chukas HaTorah is the whole Torah, is Chukas HaTorah. It's only written over here because that's the, because if you want to be matar yourself, you want to bring tahara, you have to have the attitude that I'm the soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over here, that it's matahir, the tmeim, so you want to matahir yourself, so to speak, you have to have that attitude. You can't say, well, whatever I understand, I do. I don't under, this mitzvah doesn't sit so well with me. I don't really follow it, so I don't... And ultimately, what I think the connection is the Zeh HaDover, what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, is the Lefnei Hashem, is in our lives like a soldier. So a soldier is always Lefnei his general. You know, so that's what we are. We're the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Lefnei Hashem. Look, we believe, you know, as the Gemara says, Tracha Darchei Noam, that the whole Torah is pleasant. And the Torah would never ever tell us to do something that wasn't good. Like the Gemara says in Sukkah, how do you know what the Dalet Minim are? Even though it says it in the Torah, but we don't know what it means. You would have opened up a Chumash and know what it creates of us tomorrow. We wouldn't know. So Chazal tried to figure it out. So then they try to say, maybe it means this, maybe it means that. And then the Gemara says, well, maybe it means this type of thing. But the Gemara says, it can't mean that. You know why? Because that thing has thorns. And there's no way the Torah is going to tell us to take a thing that has thorns and hold on to it. Because the Torah is Dracha Darchei Noam. So that's part of our belief. The Torah is Dracha Darchei Noam, that everything that in the Torah is to bring pleasantness between ourselves and between ourselves and other people, etc. With that in mind, we're Lefnei Hashem. So therefore, everything that we do is a chok, meaning that we're going to understand it, we're not going to understand it, we're still going to do it. Because we're lifnei Hashem, just like you're before the general, before the king, and that's what Parah Adum is about. Because Parah Adum is megala on all the Torah, that all the Torah is a chok. Parah Adum, we might understand less than other things, but other things, even if we don't understand, it's lifnei Hashem. It's a chok, and a chok means we just do it because we're like soldiers before the king. And that's what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says. Zeh HaDover. What's the Zeh HaDover? It's like what the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, that you're standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, that you need for the entire Shemoneh Esrei. You have to know that you're davening. You have to know that you're standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Perish Hamilah, says Reb Chaim, that's only in the first bracha. But that's the message that we have from this parsha, to tie it into Parsha Paraduma. It's the Zeh HaDover, is standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning the mindset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, he's watching over me, he cares about me, and I have to reciprocate and understand that I have to follow certain things that he wants from me. And that's the Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi Tzomid, and that's the first Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Mor Nevuchim, that it's not the same when you're on the lounge chair in your home as when you're standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's but we believe that the more we have this in mind, that we're before Hashem, the more he's, like the Rambam writes elsewhere in the Monavuchim, Hashkacha Pratis fluctuates by the level of the person. The more of a tzaddik of a person, the more Hashkacha that person has by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's this reciprocity that we have in Zeh HaDovar, if Bez Hashem, if we have that mindset, then V'er Alechem Kvod Hashem, then Hashem is going to watch us even closer and make sure to take care of everybody. But we have to do our part of Zeh HaDovar, of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Tomid, of thinking that we're in front of the king, and Ein Adomeh, the way a person acts when he's in front of the king, in contrast to when he's Beveso with his friends. And that's the message of Parah Aduma, that it's a chok, because a chok means in the end of the day I have to be submissive to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because I believe that he is the only true power in the world, and he will help me and provide for us, and that's our belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the ultimate tara, that's the ultimate cleansing of oneself, is this belief that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the king. And the king means he's in charge of us, but he's not a king that's just trying to be brutal and try to. It's drachei adarchei noam, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us is drachei adarchei noam, is for the pleasantness of our own lives, is the pleasantness of our family lives, and Bez Hashem, that should bring simcha and bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. Good.